hoses, the chemical pushers, the environmental thugs, and the certified organophobes. Here to lead you for another hour of common sense gardening, the Doctor of Dirt, Howard Garrett.
Well, she's a little rough this morning. Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. We, as you know from me mentioning it last week, I'm going to be speaking at the next Mother Earth Fair that's in Kansas, Topeka, Kansas, and one of the other speakers is Joanne Bauman. I haven't met Joanne. Well, I may have met her. I met so many people, I get everybody mixed up at these fairs. But good morning, Joanne. How are you today?
Good morning, Howard. I'm great. Thank you.
Prairie Magic Herbals. That's the name of your business. I assume that's the subject matter of your talk at the Mother Earth event that's coming up.
Yes, I'll be speaking on natural health, and the two topics I'll be presenting this year will be on herbs for cold and flu, which is very timely.
Oh, good.
And then I will be speaking on herbal first aid.
Well, that's good. First of all, I think it'd be good to tell people about your website. I looked at it just briefly there, and how they can get more information about what you're into here with these medicinal plants.
Sure. I have been an herbalist for 20 years, and my website, what I do, I grow medicine plants, I travel and speak, I also make my own remedies, and I love to teach people how to appreciate medicinal plants and also, you know, just common healing yard weeds that grow right in your own backyard. So that's a lot of what I do at Mother Earth and what I do locally as well.
Well, that's good. So what days are you speaking in Topeka?
Oh, I'm both days. I will be speaking on Saturday and Sunday, and both times 11:30 to 12:30.
Okay, that's the 21st and the 22nd, I believe.
That's correct.
Usually I'm just speaking one day. This year they've got me speaking twice on Saturday, the natural organic pest control talk, and then the tree planting and tree care and the fabulous trees of the world, the second talk. But I get to come back on Sunday, and I'm going to show people how to make compost tea and garret juice this year. So
wonderful.
I'm sure I will see you there.
Absolutely. And this year, they're trying to do more of the hands-on learning how to make things. So
yeah, that's what the compost tea one is about that I'm doing. Are you doing one of those as well?
Yes, on Sunday I'll be doing making herbal throat lozenges.
So. Oh, cool. All right. I saw that on their one of their newsletters that they send out. Well, I've been very impressed with what all the Mother Earth people are involved in. For those of you that have never been to one of these fairs, they are very impressive. They're enormous. There's a lot of people there. But there's over 150 different speakers and presenters during the three-day event. It's pretty amazing. I don't know about you, Joanne, but I don't go to any other events around the country that have this kind of information. It probably is hard for some of the families that go there to decide who to go listen to. There's so many things going on.
Exactly. A lot of people, you can't get to everything, but you try to learn from as many speakers as you can. And it's really an affordable weekend for as much as you will learn from the speakers. And also the vendors have information to share on renewable energy and livestock and organic gardening and so many varied topics.
Yeah, a lot of living off the grid kind of information.
Yeah.
You name it. It's covered at these fairs. Your website for people is it prairiemagicherbals.com?
That's correct.
Okay. Do you have any books that you'll be selling at the event?
You know, I am working currently with the publisher, and I hope to have a book out by next year or so.
All righty. Well, I look forward to seeing you in a week or so.
And for your audience, they can always go on Mother Earth. There's Herbal Living Online, and I blog for them. So that's one way your audience can get some more information from me if they're not able to get to the Kansas Fair anyway.
Okay. What's the title of it again, the blog?
It's Herbal Living.
Okay.
And they can just Google that, and it's through Mother Earth. And on Mother Earth Urban Homesteading, I have two podcasts that they can listen to.
All right. Sounds great. Yeah, we're getting more involved with them, too, writing for some things here and there. They've got so many things going on, I can't even keep up with all of it, but it's a lot of fun.
Exactly. They're very busy.
Well, Joanne, thanks for joining us, and I will see you at the next event.
Absolutely. Hope to meet you in person.
Okay. See you then, Joanne.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. Let's get caught up here, if we can, with callers. There's something that I forgot to do, and I'll think of it in a minute. But anyway, the event, just one more time, it's Saturday and Sunday. It's not Friday. It doesn't start till Saturday. It's Saturday, October the 21st, Sunday, October the 22nd. It's next weekend, Topeka, Kansas. It's at the 1 Expo Center Drive, Topeka, Kansas. And anyway, once again, I'm speaking twice on Saturday. My what have become my usual talks, I keep improving them. In fact, I'm changing up, those of you that have seen them before, I'm changing it quite a bit for this next time in a positive way, I think. And then the hands-on demonstration will be Sunday morning at 11:30. Okay, back to the phones. Let's see who's been holding the longest here. Doris, Cedar Creek Lake. Hi, Doris.
Good morning, Howard.
What's up?
I have two questions, sir.
Okay.
I have a pitcher of water with coffee grounds and eggshells in it. And
okay.
I know coffee grounds are good for plants, and I've heard eggshells are if you soak them, like, in water. And I just want your opinion if it is or it's not. I've got, like I said, coffee grounds and eggshells in a half-gallon pitcher of water.
Well, yeah, both of them are beneficial for the soil and plants, too. But the coffee grounds are much more bioavailable, and they also stimulate beneficial microbes very well. You know, if you leave coffee grounds around moist, they'll start growing colorful stuff, and that's beneficial fungi that's starting to grow, bacteria and fungi both. The eggshells is a little bit different story. They're not going to do any harm. But when eggshells are in such a hard physical state that there's nothing much available from them for quite a while until they break down some. So with eggshells, they're going to be much more bioavailable if you can grind them into a powder form, and you can put them out with the coffee grounds. That's fine. No problem at all.
Now, would I scratch these into the surface of the soil?
Yeah, you can use them just like you would use any other fertilizer. It's just that the eggshells are not going to do any great things for you real quickly.
Okay, dope. And that, the other question?
Mm-hmm.
I have an angel trumpet out here on my deck.
Okay.
And I also have a peace lily, and I just noticed it on the peace lily. Something's eating on the leaves of both of these plants. I first noticed it on the angel trumpet. I don't see anything. I don't know what might be doing this. It seems to...
Well, when you're saying peace lily, you're talking about the interior plant, Scheffalera, that has white flowers?
Correct, but I have it sitting on my deck.
You got it outside? And something is physically eating chunks out of the leaves of both the Brugmansia and the peace lily? It could be grasshoppers. It could be katydids. Use a flashlight at night and see if you can't see that, or some caterpillars. Caterpillars could be working on them. My angel trumpets, the Brugmansia, seem to always have just a little bit of cosmetic damage. The leaves are delicate,
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes acorns falling out of the tree will go right through a leaf and that sort of thing. So
cover over these. And as far as the grasshoppers and anything that moves, mm-hmm. we have free-range chickens in our yard that's outside of the deck.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Things don't last any time out there with them.
Go out at night with a flashlight and look at the bottom side of the leaves and see if you can find some caterpillars. If you have them, pick them off or spray with one of the VT products surgically right on the problem area. Let me put you on hold if you had something else. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this. Espoma, extremely high quality organic products, including Biotone Starter Plus, which is a special blend of natural organic plant food, beneficial microbes, and mycorrhizal fungi. The result, plants grow faster, roots grow deeper, and flowers and vegetables flourish. Espoma products are safe for people, pets, and the planet. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
The best things in life are free. Free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs. And that's important in today's toxic world. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics has prided itself on purity that creates this certified vegetarian whole food supplement. The nourishing prebiotic culture medium in Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is comprised exclusively of pure spring water, fruits, wild vegetables, mushrooms, and seaweed. This carefully balanced and perfectly blended composition goes through a three-year fermentation process, allowing it to maximize the natural health-promoting properties of each restorative ingredient. The final result? Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is an organic, living fusion that merges and encourages the evolution of your own exclusive internal bacteria, helping to support a healthy digestive system. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and live free. Look for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Lava sand is a critical part of the Dirt Doctor's natural organic recommendations for bed prep and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. American Rio is the only high-quality lava product we have seen with significant paramagnetism. Their Maverick Lava Soil Amendment will dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production. It can be delivered directly to you by one-ton tote. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752. Or go to AmericanRio.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy,
controls your allergy sensitivities and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Okay, Howard, back with you. We have not had a correct identification of the contest picture today. Go to dirtdoctor.com, and those photographs will just cycle automatically for you, but you can go immediately to the mystery photograph by clicking the far right button. The little, there's buttons underneath the photograph. The far right one, I think, will take you to the plant. Identify it and win one of our courses, the online organic gardening course, 15 chapters. You have to take a test after each chapter to move on. Once you pass all 15, you become certified by the Texas Organic Research Center. It's for homeowners and people in the business as well. It's available for purchase. There are discounts for nonprofits and for companies buying multiple tests for employees and things like that. You can call and find out how all that works. And you can answer, you can say what it is by calling and tell me on the show, or you can send an email to info@dirtdoctor.com, either one. Before we go back to the phones, just real quickly on fertilizing, questions about that, pre-emergent fertilizing and all that. It's too late for pre-emergent fertilizing. You can get corn gluten meal and use it, and you might head off some of the weed seed, cool season weed seed that are germinating really late for some reason. But a lot of that has already happened because we've had cold weather and perfect conditions for the cool season weeds to have already germinated. The corn gluten meal functions as a wonderful organic fertilizer, though. And if you're doing new beds in the vegetable garden, the herb garden, anywhere where you have bare soil, new transplants going in, corn gluten meal is absolutely the best choice for fertilizer to get things going, because it will fertilize the new transplants beautifully, and it will function as a pre-emergent herbicide, because when you got that bare soil there that you've prepared and everything, there are weed seed that have been disturbed there that are sitting there about to germinate. And things, you know, not the natural cycle that would be in the turf and everything, but these are ones that we have disturbed and made the conditions perfect for germination. Well, the corn gluten meal used at 2 pounds per 100 square feet, or 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet, will shut them down and fertilize well. The sequence is to prepare the beds with the amendments that I recommend. If you're not familiar with that, just go to guides on dirtdoctor.com, and under it is all my bed preparation instructions and formulas and everything right there. Basically, it's to use compost, rock minerals, and sugars tilled into the soil, and then do your transplants. This doesn't work with seed. If you're planting carrots or beets or greens or whatever from seed, you do not use the corn gluten meal until the little seedlings have germinated and started to grow, or you're going to hurt the germination of them. So you wait till that, or if you plant transplants that you bought from the garden center, you plant the transplants, put the corn gluten meal down, put a little light layer of compost on the surface after that, and then shredded mulch on the bare soil, and it just works so well you won't believe how easy it is to do. Let me see where I am. Lavina, is that correct, in Marshall, Texas?
No, Marshall, Arkansas.
Marshall, Arkansas. Where is that, up north?
Well, it's midway between Little Rock, Arkansas, and Springfield, Missouri.
Oh, okay, great. Well,
below Harrison. Below Harrison.
Okay.
About 40 miles below Harrison.
All right. Pretty state. What's up?
I am overrun with mold, and I got some little pellets that you poke a hole in the where they are coming up and put the little pellets in it, but it seems to invigorate them.
Well, they're probably toxic material, too, aren't they?
I don't know. I don't know what they're made of.
Okay.
They're just little.
If you don't know, you need to find out, see what you're putting out, because a lot of those toxic things are really bad for, you know, other things, including you. The little furry beasts called moles, the best way to get rid of them is a commercial product, and it's called Mole Scram. And we haven't worked with them for a long time. In fact, I thought they were gone, but people are telling me it's back available. You can buy it in mail order, and it would be worth it because I've never seen a product that works better for repelling certain specific kinds of animals than that product does. Mole Scram, S-C-R-A-M.
Okay. Is that the only thing that you recommend? I mean, is there a secondary?
Well, the secondary thing would be any of the repellents that you can find in the local feed stores or farm stores or garden centers that contain hot pepper and castor oil. They don't like those two things at all.
Okay.
So when you look at repellents, you don't want something that just smells bad. You want something that really puts a fear into them and gets rid of them. The Mole Scram is the thing that works the best. Second best would be products that contain castor oil and hot pepper products.
Okay. Now, when it said dig a hole, punch a hole down and then put stuff in it, that's how you use that?
Well, you can punch some holes and work it into that, but it's primarily just used on the surface and down in the holes that they're creating. Yeah. It's very easy to use. I got to run. Hope that helps.
Thanks.
Appreciate the call. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. The telephone number is 866-444-3478. I'll be back. Recovery Nutrition is not only about food, but also about proper hydration. High-quality water is mineral-dense and not processed for the greatest amount of nutrient absorption and a more speedy recovery. Crazy Water naturally contains over 11 minerals and electrolytes. Nothing is added. Crazy Water is so good, it's crazy. Get some today at Whole Foods, Central Market, HEB, Kroger, Brookshire's, Albertsons, and other crazy good stores. Go to drinkcrazywater.com to find a store in your area.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals,
the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrot Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrot Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
The future of holistic health is here. Possessing the power to maintain wellness at the cellular level, RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable new supplement that will transform the future of preventative and restorative health. RegActive features the innovative probiotic strain ME3, a patented probiotic with over 20 years of research proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione, the body's master antioxidant. Glutathione is used by all of our cells, especially in the fight against free radicals, environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Our levels of glutathione decrease dramatically as we age, leaving us very vulnerable to age-related health issues. Revolutionary, remarkable, RegActive. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, renowned for introducing Dr. O'Hara's probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard back with you. And the number is 866-444-3478. One more thing on the fertilizing is that you'll hear a lot of people use the term winterizing. That's a marketing term. We do recommend fertilizing in the fall, but it doesn't exactly what it does for winterizing is a head scratcher. The organic program using organic fertilizers just in general gives you about one hardiness zone more protection against the winter, but fertilizing in the fall doesn't necessarily do that, especially if you use synthetic fertilizers. It's a term that somebody came up with trying to get people to garden more in the fall and that sort of thing, which is fine, but it's just different reasons that you're doing it. What we recommend for the turf and for shrubs and ground cover and trees, in other words, all the plants on the place, is an organic fertilizer, one of the blends that you hear talked about on the show, or it is available at your local store. Make sure that it's not one of the high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially one that's nitrogen only. That's one of the silliest recommendations that anybody's ever come up with. Nothing can foul up the chemistry of the soil worse than putting out material that's a one element material over and over and over again. So don't listen to that. You want blends, natural organic fertilizer blends that feed the soil. We're feeding the soil, letting the soil health, the microbes in the soil, feed the plants the natural way, and putting out fertilizer, all of them that are on the market that I know about, go out at about the same rate, about 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet. You can do it when it's raining. You can do it when it's dry. You can water them in or not water them in, depending on your timing. The organic fertilizers are just much more forgiving and easier to use and everything else. As a matter of fact, the overall organic program, once you get into it, is really better in every way. Lewis in Irving, Texas, next up. Hey, Lewis.
Hi there. And it's actually Louise.
Louise. Sorry about that. Yeah. You sound like a Louise.
I have an issue. We have a live oak in the front and a live oak in the backyard, and they started dripping about a month and a half ago, just a clear liquid. And we didn't think anything at first, and then it started. It's like almost like rain. When it starts to rain and you see rain spots all over,
mm-hmm.
and it's also dropping a lot of little acorns. And so we had an arborist come out and look, and they want to inject antibiotics in the trees, and it's going to be extremely expensive, and frankly, we can't afford it. Is this going to go away? What do we do? How do we treat it?
Why would they want to use an antibiotic to treat aphids, you reckon?
They told us it was drippy disease. They didn't say it was aphids.
Drippy
disease. And we looked and we didn't see aphids.
That's a first timer there. Drippy disease. What you've got are aphids on the tree, or lace bugs, or some other kind of insect. And what the dripping is the waste from these insects. It's called honeydew. And
okay.
I'm seeing it on crepe myrtles and various kinds of things. It happens when the trees are in stress. That's what causes the aphids to come in and attack. When there is a stress going on in the plant, it can be caused just by weather change. You know, but it's usually kind of minor. When it's real heavy, like you're indicating on your trees, you probably have some kind of stress that can be addressed. And the things that cause stress in a tree that would lead to aphids, that would lead to this honeydew, would be things like the plant being too deep in the ground. That's number one. That's the number one reason. The flare is not properly exposed. So if that's the case, get the soil off the flare right away, and you'll be amazed that might eliminate the problem. It could also be that you're watering too much or too little. In other words, you know, too much or too little moisture in the soil can cause stress and lead to those problems. It can be contamination of the soil from chemicals. It can be compaction from cars driving on it. You see what I mean? There's something bigger that's stressing the tree. I haven't seen the tree, but I'd bet that it needs to have soil taken off the base and the flare exposed better.
Okay, now we've been in this house for like 12 years, and we haven't touched the soil.
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
You know, we've uncovered trees that are 800 years old.
Okay.
That have been covered naturally by stuff washing up onto the tree and that sort of thing. But a tree can live 12 or 20 years being too deep in the ground and not be healthy the whole time. It can stay alive but grow very poorly. And when you see real heavy insect problems like you're seeing here, you got to figure out what the problem is. I bet you that's it.
Okay. Is there any way for us to take some pictures maybe?
Yeah. Take a picture of the base and the top of the tree and everything, a close-up of some of the leaves so I can make sure that it is aphids that we're talking about and not drippy disease. And send them to me. You can send it to info@dirtdoctor.com.
Okay.
And I'll be glad to take a look. I bet you a dollar to a donut, your tree's too deep in the ground and needs to have the flare exposed.
Okay. And then should we, like, apply Garrett juice and things like that?
Oh, that's just part of the overall program, yeah. It can help. The sick tree treatment is the correction that we recommend. It's not a product. It's a procedure. And spraying Garrett juice and drenching it on the soil is part of that procedure to help you get the tree back in good shape. And by the way, you need to get another arborist that doesn't promote antibiotics for drippy disease.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling. I appreciate
All right.
it.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go to Jeff. Are you in Cache, Texas? Is that where that is, Jeff?
I'm about halfway through Cleveland and Greenville.
All right, great. Thanks for calling.
Thanks. I got a big mulberry tree that I got tentworms starting on it, one of the branches.
Hmm.
I was wondering, instead of cutting them off and burning them, can I feed them to my chickens?
Yep, you sure can. That's a much better way to do it. You can also take a fishing pole and just tear the worms. It's interesting that they're getting started this late, but
I think I'm just late on doing something about it.
Okay.
I know it's been there about a month, but I don't know how much longer than that.
Well, if you can knock them down, you can feed them to the chickens. That's a great way to go. You can take a pole or a pole pruner or something like that and just tear the webs. And the wasps that are on site will come in and, one, take them and feed them to their young, and two, gobble them up themselves. So you can go either route. If you need to spray something, if they're eating the foliage, if this happens next year, it's too late to deal with this now because the foliage is about to turn brown and fall off the tree. But you could spray a BT product, something like Dipel or Thuricide, to kill the worms that are eating the foliage.
Yeah, and it's just a real small section of the tree on a real low branch. I'm just going to cut the branch off, and I just want to make sure my chickens aren't going to get sick or die.
Oh, no, won't hurt them at all. That'd be great for them. And I don't recommend burning them anyway because that's kind of dangerous, and it'd be better to, you know, feed them to the chickens. A lot better idea.
Okay, great. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Appreciate the call. I think I maybe have mentioned this on the air before. I know I mentioned it to Bob on his show, but I've had something this year I've never seen before, and I think it's because of the weather and my almond verbena's in not the perfect condition at my house. It gets a little bit too much shade, but almond verbena is one of the plants I recommend highly for attracting beneficial insects, pollinators, and so forth. And I had the most gigantic hornworms eating some of the foliage I have ever seen, much, much bigger than I've ever seen on tomatoes or any other plants. I noticed that on the pool deck there were these great big droppings, and I knew what it was the minute I saw it, and I searched around. It was really hard to find them because they were exactly the same color. There were just two of them. Same color as the foliage. And what I did, I just pick them off. Sometimes I'll throw them in and see if the big koi will eat them. But generally, I just throw them over the fence, and they go feed on something else for a while. But they're pretty interesting. You really don't ever need to spray for that kind of a caterpillar because there's going to be few of them, and you can see where the damage is, especially at night if you go out with a flashlight, and just pick them off and dispatch them however you want to do it. Telephone number, there's an open line all of a sudden here at 866-444-3478. David is in Creston, Iowa. Hello, David.
Hi, Dr. Howard. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. What's up?
Well, I called you last week, and I was talking about the persimmon things, and you were asking me what station we were out here. It's kind of interesting. The person that started the KMA station out here that we get you on was started by Earl May 94 years ago.
Well, I'm darn.
So, you know, we got a little history, and that's where the Everly Brothers got their start also in way back then.
Oh, that's cool. And the call letters are just KMA.
Yeah, I'm trying to get a hold of them. I know May probably is in the middle of that. It could have been the person's name. I've been trying to get a hold of them.
Yeah, probably was.
Yeah, but anyway, I had a question about some roses. If I cut them off and put hay on them, would that be all right to get them through the winter?
Yes. How cold do you get? What's the coldest you get there in Creston, David?
Well, we've been down to 24 below zero, so.
Okay, cutting them down and using a real thick shredded tree trimmings mulch, or in this case you could use pine needles, pine straw.
Yeah.
Cover them up before you get into that kind of terrible temperature. That's one case where, you do need to cover them up completely.
Now, according to the persimmon test that I mentioned last week, to you, the seed, it looks like we're probably going to have snow up to our rooftops, I suppose. So But anyway, I thought that was kind of interesting, too. But I wanted to give you that tidbit and let you know that, you know, that we're all out here listening for you, and we appreciate your show and being a farm community. You know, that it really helps a lot of these people because they love to grow something other than corn and
yeah, sure.
Believe it or not. So.
Well, I loved your tip, cutting open the persimmon seed and looking. You can look up. I'm going to put that on my website, too. It can give you some prognostication about the upcoming winter. It's really a good tip that you gave us. I appreciate it, David.
Yeah, well, can we grow a persimmon tree out here or not? Do they flourish up here?
You're going to have the common persimmon maybe, but the Japanese persimmons will freeze.
Okay, so we'll stay away from the Japanese stuff.
You got to be careful with that. I'll be back right after this.
Recovery Nutrition is not only about food, but also about proper hydration. High-quality water is mineral-dense and not processed for the greatest amount of nutrient absorption and a more speedy recovery. Crazy Water naturally contains over 11 minerals and electrolytes. Nothing is added. Crazy Water is so good, it's crazy. Get some today at Whole Foods, Central Market, HEB, Kroger, Brookshire's, Albertsons, and other crazy good stores. Go to drinkcrazywater.com to find a store in your area.
Ladybug Natural manufactures extremely high-quality compost, granular and liquid organic fertilizers, mulches, soil amendments, and the nutrient-rich Magic Sand. All Ladybug products start with the finest all-natural raw materials and have dependable consistency. Ask for Ladybug at garden centers, farm stores, hardware stores, Whole Foods, and other quality retailers. To find a store and for more information, visit ladybugbrand.com.
What if you could be younger and stronger for longer? Many experts agree that regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy is the future of medicine and even your personal health and longevity. So if you or someone you know is suffering from chronic pain or dealing with other health challenges, then stem cell therapy just may be the solution. It's simple, safe, natural, effective, and affordable. So before you operate, before you medicate, now you can regenerate.
I shattered my elbow, was experiencing chronic pain. Nothing seemed to help. I said yes to stem cell therapy, and now I'm pain-free. Range of motion improved, and I'm able to do things I never could have imagined. I have my life back.
To see how stem cell therapy can benefit you, call now for a complimentary consultation, a $200 value. Call 800-705-6006. That's 800-705-6006.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Do your probiotics have baggage? They should. You see, if your probiotics do not include prebiotics as well as postbiotics, then you are missing out on a lot of healthy benefits. Most probiotic products do not contain prebiotics, their food, or postbiotics, the organic matter that promotes the long-term colonization of the good versus bad bacteria in your body. But Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics does. Select live probiotic bacteria are blended with fruits, vegetables, seaweed, and herbs, and allowed to grow over 3 years to assure superior digestive and immune support. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics then combines this rich culture medium, prebiotics, and the resulting nutrients from this fermentation process, postbiotics, providing you with a superior probiotic supplement. No other probiotic can offer your body this support. So switch to the best premium probiotic on your retailer shelf today. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, available at fine health food stores. Don't accept a substitute.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Okay, Howard, back with you. I kind of second-guessed myself on the persimmon hardiness and looked it up real quickly, and I was pretty much right, I guess. The Japanese persimmons, and you'd have to look at each variety that you're looking at, but generally speaking, you're going to be needing to plant those in zones 8 to 10, you know, that kind of not too terribly cold part of the country. The common persimmon or American persimmon, the one that we have native here in Texas, I think it's native from Florida all the way up to some really cold temperatures, can go down to a hardiness zone of 4. So you can get away with it at much colder climates than the ornamental size Japanese persimmons. The common persimmon gets to be a big tree, beautiful tree. It has a flaw, just like the jujube. In fact, Logan owned a rent house here in Dallas for a while, and the site had two great big persimmons on it, and they were in the backyard, and they were tall. They were 60-something feet tall, you know, big trees, beautiful trees. They have a real heavily fissured, almost black trunk, alligator-looking trunk. Big oval leaves, really pretty tree, beautiful fall color. The persimmons on the common persimmon are about the size of a golf ball, more or less. There, it was growing in the front yard also, springing up all over the place. It may be the worst tree I've ever seen in some situations for root sprouting all over the place. So when you plant one, like I mentioned about the jujube early in the show, you need to be aware of that and be careful about that feature of the tree. Frank in Mineola is next up. Hey, Frank.
Hey, how you doing this morning, Howard?
Doing well. Thank you, sir.
I recently bought a house in Mineola, and I have about 30 crepe myrtle trees.
Okay.
And they're well-established trees. They're probably 15, 20 years old. And whoever pruned them, hacked them up like you should, and we cut them all the way down, halfway down, but they've come back and they're doing pretty well. But I've gotten a situation now where the trees are turning black and they got little white dots all over them. Somebody tells me that's a disease that's moved into the area.
Well, what that is, Frank, is kind of like we were talking about the aphids before that, but that's the waste of the scale insects that are on your crepe myrtle, and the black is a fungal disease called sooty mold. So it is a disease in this case, but it's caused by the scale insects. You see what I mean? That's a crepe myrtle bark scale. It has become a pretty big pest around this throughout the South the last few years. The way to get rid of it is to do a dramatic example of what I call the sick tree treatment. And the first step of the sick tree treatment is to pull the soil off the base of the tree. Crepe myrtles are notoriously planted too deeply in the soil, almost 100% of the time. So pulling the soil away from that flare dramatically is what you want to do is step one. And then the rest of the sick tree treatment is explained on our website on dirtdoctor.com, and it's to aerate the soil or put out hydrogen peroxide on the soil to do a liquid aeration. And then you put out all the amendments that we recommend for bed preparation. And the last step is spraying the tree with Garrett juice as a base with hydrogen peroxide mixed into it. And you can get the scale under control, and that will control the sooty mole.
Okay, well, some of them I have already started clearing the dirt around the base, you know, and I've taken it down to where you're starting to see some of the little roots.
Okay, that's good.
Built a berm around them so that it'll hold the water up closer to the trunk of the tree and begin to water them.
Frank, I don't recommend that. I just recommend taking the soil off. You're going to create kind of a depression anyway doing that, and you're going to be able to hold the moisture in there fine. For plants that have been around for a while, the berm for holding water looks bad. It's a maintenance problem, and it ends up caving in and becoming a problem later. So I really don't recommend doing that.
Okay, great. Also, I've got a big oak tree that's probably 40 years old, and it's begun to lose leaves just on certain branches.
Mm-hmm.
So I've started with your sick tree treatment. I've taken a fork and started, you know, poking holes around it between the drip line and the trunk, and I've got a sack of dry molasses and a sack of cornmeal that I'm going to put on it today. Should I water that in with the Garrett juice?
That'd be fine. You don't have to immediately with organic tools like that, but it'd be good to go ahead and do it. And be sure, and if there's any question at all, get the soil off the base of the tree there too. I'm learning, the more I learn about this root flare exposure thing is that it is literally impossible to overexpose the base of a tree. It just, the more you do, the better the tree likes it.
This one has really exposed roots around the tree. So
okay,
I think
good.
It's probably okay. And then I was going to follow that up with the hydrogen peroxide.
Okay, you're on the right trail.
All right, thanks so much.
Appreciate the call. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. We do a third hour. A lot of you get it, some of you don't. If you don't, if your radio station doesn't carry the third hour, you can listen to the live stream on dirtdoctor.com. We also have podcasts. You can listen whenever you want to. And we have the Dirt Doctor app. We're still looking for the identification to the mystery photograph on dirtdoctor.com to win one of our online courses. I'm pretty surprised this one is being as difficult as it is. I thought it was going to be a rather easy one, but I'm usually wrong about that. Anyway, check it out, and you can send us your guess to info@dirtdoctor.com or give me a call on the show, which is 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. I'll be back.